At 5:44, you're listening to All Things Considered on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Jerry Kenny. Thanks for joining us. In the decades leading up to the Civil War, the Underground Railroad ferried enslaved African Americans in the South to freedom in the northern U.S. and Canada. And Southwest Ohio, bordering the slave states of Virginia and Kentucky, played an especially important role in that. One stop along the Underground Railroad still stands in Springfield, the historic Gammon House, where preservationists have spent nearly two decades restoring the site. The neighborhood where Springfield's Gammon House sits is facing some economic challenges. Those challenges are visible in many parts of the nearby buildings and homes, some of which have been abandoned. The Gammon House itself is a small, unassuming, well-worn red and brown brick structure surrounded by a chain-link fence. Inside, though, the walls are freshly painted, blue and pale green, and each room is filled with artifacts and displays that tell the story of the home and its original owners, George and Sarah Gammon, and the role they played in the Underground Railroad, a secret network of people and places stretching from slave states in the South to safety in the North. Gammon House director Dale Henry says George and Sarah put themselves in danger to help others escape slavery.
They really risked their lives back in those days because the Fugitive Slave Law of 1850 made it possible for slaves to be captured in Ohio or any other state, actually, and returned to their owners.
At the time, it was also a federal crime to aid or harbor escaping slaves. Those found guilty could be punished by severe fines or even imprisonment. The Gammons also risk being turned in or shunned by their neighbors. It's believed that George and Sarah Gammon purchased the small plot of land where the house sits from a larger tract of land owned by Sarah's parents. Evidence indicates they were fairly prominent free people of color. Henry says they were hardworking members of their Springfield community.
They raised seven children here at this house, and we believe that their involvement in the community and their connection with the AME Church in Urbana made them a very significant part of the Underground Railroad.
The Gammon House is only one of three Underground Railroad stops still standing in Ohio, but it could have been a much different story. The house was slated for demolition, but thanks to the efforts of preservationists, it received special recognition as an Underground Railroad site in 2000. With the 17-year effort to restore the home now complete, Henry says it will serve as a lesson to future generations.
Well, so many of the young people who don't understand or don't realize what our history is here in Springfield and the fact that we have places like this that made Springfield special and actually showed how African Americans worked together to make the Underground Railroad work the way it did. We're trying everything we can to educate the community and make sure that they understand the importance of this house.
Dale Henry hopes the Gammon House, now a 501c3 organization, will open its doors to the public for tours this spring. To help with that final goal, Mad River Theater Works Company will host a benefit performance of their annual production of Freedom Bound, 7 p.m. on January 18th at the John Legend Theater in Springfield. For WYSO, I'm Jerry Kenny.